Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am very excited about having our good friend Don Fotopoulos back on the show. I know, settle down. I know, I'm excited too. Founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com. She's the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, which is an award-winning book, and just keeps delivering for the people who own it and read it and swear by it, including me. And she is a very prolific, outspoken supporter and advocate for small businesses, and especially in the area of being more professional and sophisticated in the way you manage your money. Don, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Jim. By the way, I've simplified life. If anybody wants to find me, all they have to do is go to DonFotopoulos.com.
So all right.
Profit has gone away, and we're now DonFotopoulos.com.
So if you can spell Fotopoulos, folks, and it's all O's in one U, Don Fotopoulos. If you can spell Blasingame, you can spell Fotopoulos, I promise you. So, okay, Don, I was telling the audience before you got here that, you know, why would you work so hard? Every nickel that comes into our business is so precious. Why would you work so hard to go out and make a sale and just, I mean, literally move heaven and earth, perform miracles, unnatural acts to make a sale and maybe even make an amazing transaction, something that just, you know, almost nobody else could do. And then whenever the revenue comes in, whenever the cash starts coming in that you collect, you kind of just act like, well, you know, good luck, orphan. Just, you know, give it your best shot. I hope things turn out very well. Why would we do that?
Oh, well, you know.
And yet that's what it's almost like in way too many small businesses, isn't it?
Way too many small businesses. You know what? People go into their own business because they have a passion, Jim, right? They're a great photographer. They're a wonderful landscaper, whatever. And they know their craft. Exactly what you said, but they never learned how to run a business. And so just because your top line is growing doesn't mean your bottom line or your profitability is growing. And here's the big news flash. You're in business for that bottom line. So believe it or not, you could actually be scaling your business and scaling losses at the same time. And I would venture a guess that more than half of small businesses are doing exactly that. So you and I are the antidote to that.
Yeah.
Because we believe in small business. And we think they're the heroes of the U.S. economy.
No question
so
about it.
On March the 5th, now I'm on a mission, Jim, and the mission is to double small business survival rates. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to teach people how to double their profitability and double their cash flow and working half as hard. How does that sound?
That's exactly what – that's. Well, you know how we feel about that around here. Because I've been doing my show, Don – when I started doing my show, 50% of businesses failed in 5 years. The mortality rate of small businesses in the last 20 years has increased by 20%. Now 50% of small businesses fail in 4 years. Folks, this is a crisis that can be you know what, Stone? It's like going to the doctor and looking over there and seeing all the antibiotics in the you got an infection, you got all the 16 different kinds of antibiotics, you see them in the refrigerator over there at the doctor's office, and the doctor says, yeah, I've got those antibiotics, but I'm not going to give them to you. I could heal you. I could make you well. I could save your life. I'm not going to do it. That's what we're saying to ourselves.
Yeah, well, that's right. So here's another analogy. Jim, do you drive a car?
Yeah, too many.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so what do you do when you drive a car? You get into the car, you put the key in the ignition, and then you shut your eyes and expect to get to your destination, right? Well, no, that would be like suicide, okay?
Right.
But I would venture to you that if you don't read your financial statements, this is the first tip, everybody, okay? You got to read your financial statements because your financial statements are the mirror to your business. Not what you think is going on, but what is really going on. And I asked 5,000 accounting professionals if they send statements to their clients every month, and they all said yes. And then I asked a follow-up question, how many of your clients actually look at them? And everybody started laughing. I said, well, you know what? That's a problem because business owners are making decisions mm-hmm. without full information.
But okay? Dawn, so as we've agreed before, there's one giant 800-pound gorilla in the middle of that living room that we got to admit, most small business owners don't create financial statements to read. Folks, you can't read them if you don't make them. And Dawn's going to help us with that. We're going to talk some more about this after the break. Folks, she has the medicine.
Okay.
You might have your business. If your business is sick, if it's in any kind of trouble, she has the medicine. It costs nothing but a little bit of time and intention. Why would you not take the medicine? 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.